It's the ugliest of weeks as we farewell the one and only Ugly Phil. He's tamed the wildest of beasts. He's faced the biggest of stars. We look back at Ugly Phil's biggest rock star interviews. Like when he committed theft for Slash.
I was just thinking, last time I saw you, you guys really liked this Led Zeppelin print, and I stole it off the wall when you were at the radio station.
Oh, yeah, I have it. You guys, you shipped it to me, and I remember when I got it, those 3 or 4 years ago. It's up on the wall here now. I would not have made you sacrifice that if I wasn't going to go to your museum.
Or Tommy Lee going on tour with Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh my God, that was really quite dangerous, actually. Ozzy's wife, Sharon, would come out all the time and we would just get reprimanded constantly. She's like, you're not allowed. We made up special t-shirts that said the No Fun Tour because she would come out, she would restrict us from having backstage passes to bring girls or people back to party after the show. She wanted us to stay away from Ozzy. It was such a bad scene, but beautiful in the same breath.
James Hetfield spoke to Phil about how lucky he is.
I got the best job in the world, Phil. I get to go up there and I look out into the crowd and I see people change through music. I get to see their faces. For me, that's the ultimate in respect when someone shows up to see you play live and they show it through their face.
Noel Gallagher talked about the changing musical landscape.
So what do you think about the state of music at the moment?
Right, if your average age of your record buyer is, it traditionally it used to be 18 to 35 years old or 16 to 35 or whatever it is, they've grown up with the internet.
Yeah.
And entertainment is disposable. You know, you don't have to go to a record shop to buy an album now. Now you can just cherry pick one song, you know what I mean? So that's just the way it is, I'm afraid.
And Led Zeppelin's Robert Plant gave us some life advice from a creative mind.
And I come from a land of the ice and snow, and I don't want to f*** about, you know, trying to recreate the past.
No, well, you don't hit me as somebody who's big on nostalgia either. I mean, you could do that path, but why? Because it's been done.
Well, we didn't start off, none of us, at any point in time, at any point that you want to look at a people's careers. First of all, if you're a musician, it shouldn't be a career.
Yeah.
It's a gift. And if you're lucky, it sticks to people. But that's not the reason to keep it going. Otherwise, you might as well pump gas.
Yeah, of course.
There's a bit more creativity to that.
Catch up on every Ugly Phil interview on the Triple M app now.